I wanted to just kind of speak to, as a longtime resident, that we've seen the city come up with different plans, the Albina Community Plan, the different feasibility studies, the different, evolvement and changes within the community. And as a business owner, and I'm a general contractor, in 1993, I went through the construction trades program so that I could become a carpenter and be able to open up my own business and be able to rebuild the community that I had seen blighted by drugs and alcohol. I actually lived on the street on Roselawn, which was called Crack Alley. I've seen people murdered out of my living room window. We've had a lot of violence and death and destruction in our community. I kind of say that it's symbolic even to a Rwanda, a genocide, and being at war. So while we, the community, African-American community, that have traditionally lived and been, you know, kind of set in our neighborhood right here, been waging war against poverty, against violence, against a lot of different things that I don't feel that people in this room or bicyclists really understand. Seeing the gentrification happen here in the community, Mississippi, Alberta Street, my grandparents now live at 24th between Killingsworth and Alberta Street. I actually lived on 25th and Alberta Street as a kid. So, I mean, this whole area has been my stumping grounds. I am a bicyclist. My children ride bicycles. I actually have a youth program where we have partnered with pedal tours and take our young people out on bicycles. And that, as a kid growing up, that's what we did, was ride bicycles. And all the alleys in the Alberta Street, Alberta area, Concordia neighborhood, Sabin area, we used to ride those alleys and do all of our bike riding. So I'm trying to paint the picture that we're not against bicyclists, we're not against change, but we as the community, a community of color, we want to be involved in the change, participators in the change, access in the betterment of our community. And we want to be at these tables where all of these changes are taking place, giving our input and saying, hold on here, hold up. That's why Alan said, wow, we thought this meeting, this time frame was going to be shorter. And I said, well, no, good things take a little bit more time to reconcile, because we need to hear from everyone that's participant in this community. We live in this community. We want to be able to enjoy our families, have a good livelihood, and also be able to benefit from all of the changes. And so, you know, what I want to leave here saying, and you hopefully you've heard what I said, is that the changes that are coming, they need to take into consideration that it's not just you benefiting from healthy lifestyles. We want to participate in healthy lifestyles. We want our young people specifically to feel that when they walk down Mississippi Street, William Street, Alberta Street, that they feel like they belong there. I want to feel like, as an adult, that I even belong there. And right now, a lot of times, I don't feel this. And so while we're on the front line, so to say, doing all the battle against the violence and trying to stop it, then we feel like you guys are coming in, taking all the spoils and benefiting from all of the changes. And it's not fair. Right now, we had another killing in our neighborhood. That young man, Marcus Miller, I babysat him. His auntie was one of my best friends. This is very hard. It's a very difficult thing. And I don't know that if you can try to put yourself in our place as longtime residents, who, if you look at some of those studies where it talks about what type of things the people in the community could benefit from. All of these shops and stores, we all can benefit from, but if our moms and dads are not getting employment and jobs, then how are we going to have a betterment of life and be fully participants in healthy lives if we're not being employed in our neighborhoods and just having employment, period? So a lot of the stuff that we're seeing is because, first of all, our kids are not being fully educated. We're looked at and put as second-class citizens by the dominant culture, and predominantly that be Caucasian dominant in the room, bicyclists. And so I'm asking, as a longtime resident, as a mom, as a business owner, basically I'm doing all that I know. Our church, Life Change Christian Center, we basically have been standing in the gap. We purchased that building, we remodeled it, we've made a difference in the community. And to have off-street parking taken away from our membership when they come from all over, because now half of them can't even afford to live in the community where we once were. So they're all out now, further out, and so they come in, and then if we have to park 4 or 5 blocks away, then we have to have people serve on a parking lot committee to drive shuttle buses just to bring people to church. I mean, it's just not fair. And so we want the bicyclists and the transportation department to really think about a better medium, what this change all looks like, some of the issues of equity that I've spoken about. You can't address that here, but you have the ability to help with how the changes go on in the city, and the Portland plan and all of that, it's for all residents. And so it would be helpful if our youth, you know, could feel that they really belong. Maybe, and that's how we can help stop some of the violence. So I want to ask you, when you see the youth, all they want you to do is smile and greet them, as because they are all human beings too. And in this process, really understand what we're trying to say about the changes and cycling. What other venues? Rodney, you know, to me looks like a better street, definitely. Right now, I drive up Williams all day long, and it's just an accident waiting to happen, trying to facilitate so much on that street. And so, not to prolong it, but I hope I've been able to paint just a little bit of a picture of how we feel as community members that, you know, have basically been and are still in a war and are trying to be upward mobile in lifestyle, but it's very difficult.